So then I was thinking at that point that I wanted to work for the United Nations or some big international organization.
Oh, because healthcare, world healthcare.
Something like that, yeah, exactly. And everywhere I looked, every job application said you need to have 2 years experience in a developing country.
Mm.
So I just, every job I looked at, 2 years developing country experience.
Wow, so the door is, you know, it's not an open door. Like,
Right.
Someone has to start from day one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So at that point, I thought, well, I guess I need to go to a developing country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to different organizations that, you know, would take me to Africa, Latin America, you know, different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Peace Corps.
Mm.
So that's when I joined the Peace Corps for 2 years, and they sent me to Mali, which I had never heard of before in my entire life. I didn't know there was ever a country called Mali before, so...
So did you, like, you know, did you send, like, your top three country choices, or they just said...
Africa was my last.
Which one? Europe was first? No, there's no developing...
They didn't have anything in Europe.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Asia.
No, I think Latin America was my first choice.
Latin America.
And then I think it was the South Pacific, hoping I would get Fiji or somewhere like that. And then Africa was last. I think they had Eastern Europe. And they had a few places in Asia, and that was it. And so Africa was I did not want to go to Africa at all. But
like, looking at your paintings, I don't know if this is the correct way to say it, but the African taste is very strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even like your paintings in the, like, you know, Mexico,
mm-hmm.
India, mm-hmm. I saw that the African taste. So I thought that, oh, this is where she got kind of you kind of started writing. Is that true, or?
That's where I started painting.
Painting,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And one day, I had been there for almost 2 years, and I was, you know, I had loved it. It was fantastic, but I was very ready to come home, and it was raining, and, you know, I couldn't, all the roads, you know, there's no pavement. So if it rained, all the roads became mud and you couldn't go anywhere. So I thought, you know, it was pouring rain, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to go anywhere for at least 2 or 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what, I really want to paint. I haven't done that at all since I've been here, and I really want to do that.
See,
so
that's the place I get confused. Okay, so you go... Okay, I really want to paint.
Yes.
So where does that come from? Can you give me, like, the...
Oh, yes. Well, I had always done some painting and drawing ever since I was little. I had, you know, I always was drawing and sketching and painting, but up until then, all I had done, I would copy things.
Mm.
I would, you know, look at a postcard that I liked, and I would try to draw it exactly and paint it, you know.
Okay.
So everything up until that point, I had been copying things and just trying to learn to draw better.
Mm.
So that's what I did up until then. And that was the first point when I was in Mali, was that I thought, okay, I want to come up with my own paintings out of my own head for the first time.
Mm.
And that's when I did that during those rainy days.
Because you had so much free time.
Yes. Mm. Yes. A lot of free time.
Wow. But Mali was a lot better than your cruise ship.
Yeah, well, sometimes. It was very hard also. It was really hard. I mean, I lived in a mud hut. There was no electricity, no water. I drank water from a well. I took a shower from water in a bucket that I would pour over my head.
Wow.
It was, you know, I slept on the roof for 2 years. Outside. No air conditioning. It was so hot inside.
Well, that's what you wanted, right?
Not really. No. But, and I drove a motorcycle through.
That's
like,
pretty cool, though.
That was very cool. It scared me to death half the time, and the other half the time I loved it.
You didn't even need a license, right?
No. They give it to you, they give you a week training, and then they send you out in the middle of nowhere by yourself, and they say, good luck to you.
Wow. So, was it safe?
The country or the motorcycle?
Well, no, the country.
Yes, yeah, it was very safe.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Wow, 2 years of, like, you brought up in the civilized world, 2 years, going back, going back a couple of hundred years.
Yes, yes.
Hmm. But you actually liked it?
I did. I wouldn't do it again, but I'm very glad that I did it, because I learned a lot about a place that I knew nothing about, and the people were really, really nice, you know, the stories of, these people are really poor, they have nothing, but yet when you go to visit them, they make sure you have the best meat to eat, and they will offer you anything that they have, and, you know, it's a very hospitable, very, you know, friendly people, and, you know, people always ask me, well, was it sad? And I don't remember it being sad, you know. I remember, even though the kids, they don't have a lot of expensive toys or anything like that, but, you know, they draw in the dirt and they have their, you know, tires that they, you know, roll down the street and play with, things like that.
Yeah.
And kids can make their own fun.
Yeah.
You know? They're creative. And I remember a lot of happy, smiling kids, you know. So.
So what did you mainly do there?
Well, my main job, I did four jobs, but the main job that they had me do was, I don't know if you've ever heard of guinea worm.
Guinea what?
Guinea worm. It's a type of worm. It's spelled G-U-I-N-E-A, worm.
Guinea worm, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a bug.
Yeah, basically if you drink water that has the eggs in it, over 9 months, a 2 to 3 foot long worm grows inside your body.
Oh,
and then after 9 months, it's ready to come out, so it will form a blister inside of your skin, and then a 2 to 3 foot long worm comes out of your skin. But it doesn't come out.
It comes out of your skin?
Your skin, yes.
Oh,
but it doesn't come out all at one time. It only comes out a couple of centimeters a day, and so people wrap it around a stick to make sure it doesn't go back inside, and you just pull on it a little bit each day, and so people have a worm sticking out of them for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, until it's done coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
But it's not that dangerous.
It
not
doesn't really kill people.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, it's just painful.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's very easy to not get it. All you have to do is when you drink the water, you use a filter, and the filter catches the eggs. So Jimmy Carter was doing a huge worldwide eradication program, which is what I was working on.
Oh.
And we would make sure every village would have filters so they could filter their water, make sure that they didn't reinfect the water that they would drink, and things like that, do education and all that. So every month I had 11 villages that I had to go to on my motorcycle, and I would have to go and see.
You're all alone?
Yes. And I didn't speak the languages. Difficult. Yes, at first it was very scary because, again, there's no roads. I was completely lost. Most of the time, I couldn't speak to anyone. I had no idea where I was going. I would crash the motorcycle. Like, it was the most frightening, like, 3 days of my entire life the first time I did it.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yeah. And you're like, what? You're still just a girl, right?
Like
young woman.
24.
And you drive a motorcycle by yourself?
Yes.
And going to places that you never went? And these people, they know that you're coming, or?
Not really. No,
I just
going show up.
Oh my God! But they're friendly.
Very nice. Yes. When I would first arrive in one of the villages, I would see if there would be anyone that would speak French, because it's a francophone country, so people who have been to school would speak some French. So I would go into the village and I would try to find someone who would speak French.
And usually they have them.
Not in all villages. In the bigger ones that have schools, yes. There was one village that didn't have anyone that spoke French, so I would take someone with me to that one village. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting. But then, like, you know, with no electricity, living in a mud hut, did that kind of change the way, like, you know, of thinking or...
Definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah. I definitely think I am a lot less materialistic than I would have been had I not gone. So I'm not one of the people, I never want a big house. I don't want a big car. You know, so many Americans drive huge cars have big houses. I don't feel the need for that at all. I mean, a small little house one day would be nice. You know, I don't want a huge car. I could never park it. I would hit everything. You know, I don't need lots of things. I don't go shopping a lot. You know, I think that it definitely made me realize that, you know, things do not buy happiness at all. So.